This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
Hi, Paul. We've both had an interesting last week or so since our previous podcast, and we've actually been doing a bit of coaching of each other, haven't we?
We certainly have. The great thing about knowing lots of coaches is you get lots of free coaching. And we all like the word free.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's also about the timeliness of it, because I know that at the point where you and I had our conversation last week, I was really at a point where some of the emotions I was feeling had been bubbling away in the background for a while, and they were really approaching a sort of an exploding point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we actually spoke, we decided not to do a podcast together at the time because we were both feeling the frustration, the anger, and the pent-up emotions that were building up inside us. And we just decided to take a break from the podcast that night and just simply coach each other and work out what on earth was going wrong.
Absolutely. And it was really interesting because whilst I knew that I was feeling upset about something, the thing that I'd consciously thought was the thing that had been annoying or upsetting me actually was really only something that was being affected by my being in bad mood in the first place.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, or are you going to have to leave it there?
Well, needless to say that poor Cam was copping a little bit of the unhappy Sam sort of mood. And, there are a few situations that had me a bit riled at home. And I realised at one point that my reaction to what was being done or not done or being said or not said was actually really out of proportion and not quite matching up. And so for me, that's actually usually a trigger to go, hello, hang on a second, there's something else going on here. And when I worked through it with yourself in a bit more detail, and I'd actually also had the benefit of a coaching session with my brilliant coach, Jenny, too, realized that it was something from about 4 weeks ago, back when I was visiting in Australia, that I hadn't actually dealt with, that had been sitting in the background niggling and upsetting me. And that anger and frustration that I was feeling about that was just rubbing off on everything else because it had been sitting bottled up for so long.
Right. Okay. So it was your bottling up of the emotion and the anger and the frustration and the issue itself that was actually building up inside you and causing you to get yourself into a position where you were actually unable to focus on what was important.
Well, in fact, I think I was almost blind to what had me upset, the starting problem. I couldn't resolve it because I couldn't see what it was, because everything else seemed to be too close and was, pissing me off too much, really.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can obviously, because I was there at the time when we were discussing it, it was quite evident that there was something up, and that we needed to spend some time just to work things out together to try and find out how we were going to resolve it. And it was exactly the same for me too. There was something that was bugging me that I was getting really frustrated with, and just losing faith, I guess, in the fact that I was going to be able to resolve it, because I felt like I'd been battling on with the issue for so long that I was losing options, and I was running out of options. And after our conversation, I realised that I wasn't spending enough time actually trying to resolve those options and work out what those options that were. I was actually spending more time burying my head in the sand and trying to ease the pain, as it were, of the situation.
Yeah.
And after the conversation that we had, I put in some action points to basically give me some more space and more free time to be able to work on those options that I was able to find and develop and work on, and also giving myself a little bit of a break.
Mm.
which was for me was incredibly important, and it gave me the chance to stop being so hard on myself and just let go.
Yeah.
And just think, yeah, you know, you are trying. There is probably a couple of other things that you can do, but you are trying. So you need to just be thankful of the fact that you have put some effort in. Don't be so hard on yourself, but don't just stop because you're tired. Keep going, keep pushing, and you'll get there.
Mm. And what's really interesting, because I think we were both feeling quite at the ends of our tether when we actually had our conversation, and there was common elements in the sense that both of us in some ways needed to forgive ourselves and ease up a little bit on ourselves. And also that there was really a key element there to recognizing and becoming aware of what it was we were actually feeling and being able to say, you know what, actually, I'm really, really angry at the moment, and that anger's coming from this sense of feeling totally frustrated, and that's okay. And just to give ourselves the space to feel that anger for, you know, even just a few moments, which sort of helped to start, for me certainly, helped it to start dissolving so that I could then deal with some of the other emotions that are coming up too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it was the frustration of thinking I had no options and was unable to move in a certain direction.
Mm.
For me, it wasn't so much about letting go of the anger. It was allowing myself to forgive myself and giving myself the ability to move on. So for me, after our call, I went and had a little lay down in bed, and I had a little cry.
Yeah.
I just let it all out and allowed myself to forgive whatever I was doing, beating myself up for. Just, you know, just let it go, had a little cry, and just moved on from there. And it was such a breath of fresh air afterwards.
Mm, absolutely. And it's funny because I used to be really, really uncomfortable with the idea of crying, particularly when I was younger, because I saw it as a sign of weakness. And so it was something that I did absolutely everything to fight, the tears. And the more experience I've had, and in some ways the older I get, the more I've come to accept crying and to actually appreciate some of its healing benefits. Mm. But it was funny because one of the things that my coach and I had worked through was to the idea of trying to physically release the energy from the anger. And so at one point after you and I had spoken, I went into my bedroom and sort of piled up the duvet and the pillows and just started punching into it a little bit. Mm. And you know what? After about 30 seconds, I'm like, this is bloody ridiculous. And it wasn't particularly doing, you know, any sort of releasing that I'd sort of thought it might do. But then that helped me to realize that actually what I did want to do is sit down and have a good old cry and just get rid of it too. And about 2 or 3 minutes into the sob, that was it. Tears were done. Yeah. And I was able to get on with things and do some writing and journaling that really helped then for me to find my options and move through it as well.
Mm. It's definitely something to do with when you find yourself in the situation of being frustrated, being angry, being upset, initially recognizing that you are actually experiencing that emotion.
Yeah.
And then learning ways of processing it, releasing it, and allowing yourself to move on afterwards.
Definitely. And one of the things that, in fact, this is actually bringing in another concept from the 55 concepts that I totally love, and it's the idea that what bugs us is our own issue.
Mm.
And the funny thing was that what I was angry about, and you know, I was also angry with other people, was actually masking the fact that deep down I was actually really annoyed and angry and upset with myself. And so yeah, whilst we allow ourselves to blame or to be upset with other people and not really sort of look at it properly, it blinds us and prevents us from seeing and dealing with the thing that we actually need to work through.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a little story for you. I went to a seminar on Monday evening, and it took about an hour to get there in the first place. And I had my little iPhone thinking I was all great and whizzy and Mr. Gadget Man. And I pressed the map button on the invitation and started walking in that direction. And then I suddenly realized I was walking towards a different tube altogether, a different train station.
Mm.
And so I looked at the invitation again, and I realised that the map that they, the link that they had sent me, was completely different address.
Oh no!
To where I wanted to go. So then I had to walk all the way back in, and then eventually I found the location. I couldn't find the address. It was really, you know, not very clear indeed. Eventually I did find it, and I'd basically been travelling for just under 2.5 hours to get from one side of London to the other. It was just, I was absolutely furious. But one thing that I did find, just luckily, before I walked in to this room full of other coaches and speakers and trainers and all these professionals, that I realised that I was really angry. Really angry, and I was thinking, okay, who can I blame? Whose fault is it? Because clearly it's not mine. And so I went through the person that invited me, I went through the person that made the ticket, and the person that maybe had did the link to Google Maps, and then eventually I got to myself for, well, I didn't really check the address. Mm. You know, if I had looked at it properly, I would have noticed that the map and the address were different, and I would have investigated more.
Yes.
And once I'd realised that it was actually, I was really annoyed with myself for being such a wally, I was able to let it go. And I walked into that room with about 40 other people, and no stress, no pressure, no anger whatsoever. I was able just to enjoy myself. And I ended up having a really great evening. So I was glad to be able to let go.
Mm. Well, certainly on sympathy side, I can totally appreciate it. I hate it when Google Maps, or when there's a link to a map for something and it's incorrect. That just really gets my goat. So I can, yes, can sort of sympathise with you on that one. But it's fantastic that you were able to actually be aware that you were feeling really angry, to allow yourself to have that moment of, oh, I'm really angry, and this is with who I'm angry, and this is the reasons why, and then work through it to a point where you're able to feel it and realise that, you know, actually you were a bit angry with yourself too, and then let it go, so that it didn't destroy your whole evening. Because I know that certainly, you know, when I was a bit younger, I probably would have, you know, turned around halfway through, stomped home to the train station and gone home and given up on the evening entirely, which would have been not only very annoying, but a total waste of my time and a total waste of the opportunity I would have had.
That thought did cross my mind. It really did. I was thinking, well, stuff it. That's it. I'm going home. But then I realised that I was actually in the street where the building was.
Oh.
I just couldn't. I thought, no, no, I'm not going to let this map beat me. Oh, dear.
So sometimes stubbornness does pay off a little bit.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point there. Yes, it does indeed.
Well, it's actually another emotion that's a funny one, because there are times when I have to actually catch myself and recognise, Sam, you're being a bit stubborn on this one, and just notice when that happens.
Totally. Yes, it's funny actually. Frustration, anger, and stubbornness all seem to sit in the same room, don't they?
Definitely. So I think what we've sort of explored is some of the other emotions. We talked about love last podcast, and this time around we've been talking about some of the other emotions that we perhaps don't always express or allow ourselves to even acknowledge, and that unless we acknowledge them, we can't actually feel them and release them and let them dissolve. We tend to avoid them and hold on to them, and they just get worse and worse. So it's been a great week of learning experience for both of us, Paul. So thanks for sharing that with me.
My pleasure, and thank you for helping me. All right, Sam, you take care, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Cheers, Paul.
So tonight we've been talking about anger, frustration, tears, and being a little bit stubborn at times. Really, to get over these kinds of emotions, the best thing to do is just simply become aware of them. I say simply, but it's going to take you a little bit of time. You might have to peel back the onion a little bit and really work out what it is that is upsetting you, making you angry or frustrated. Do allow yourself to actually feel the emotion. Allow the anger, allow the frustration, maybe even allow the tears to come out, just to express it, release it, and give yourself a chance to finally let that emotion go so that you can work out what to do next and how to do it with a little bit more logic rather than a little bit of frustration and anger pushing you in the wrong direction. Enjoy.